So, interestingly, it's referred to by the Gemara, Megillah, we keep going back to that, that describes the order of the Shemone Esrei, the order of the 18, 19 brachos. And it refers to this bracha as Birchas Kohanim. Of course, and one is davening privately, and one is davening before the chazan, and one is davening mincha, or ma'ariv. Reading Shul does not have Birchas Kohanim, so we don't have Birchas Kohanim. So it's very telling, and it seems to have various reflections in the bracha itself. But this bracha is referred to as Birchas Kohanim. The language is Gemara Megillah, Mipnei Ma'atiknu Birchas Kohanim Achar Hodah. And the specific sequence there is pointing out that once you have the Beit HaMikdash built, as we noted, that the whole second half of the Shemone Esrei, in addition to the meanings of the brachos individually, but they follow a sequence of Geula. Kibbutz Galios, followed by, to get in the order, but the blossoming of the trees, and the Kibbutz Galios, and the reestablishment of the Sanhedrin, and judgment of the wicked, etc., and the rise of the Tzaddikim, the building of Yerushalayim, the coming of Mashiach, and the coming of Tefillah, which in the context of that Gemara, the coming of Tefillah meaning the establishment of the base of Migdash, which is the base Tefillah. And then you have Korbanos, so we have Ritzei, which is about the Korbanos, and then we have Hodah, which in this context of this sequence is not just thanks to Hashem, but the ability to bring a Korban to Hodah, which is very telling, because I think the Mepharshim points this out, that the question is that even though there's a whole discussion about this, and it might be different stages, but at a certain point when the Yetzirah is either so diminished as to make sin rare or impossible, so why do you need the many of the Korbanos for that come on Averos? So there's a famous Medrash that speaks about the fact of Lost Love, there'll only be a carbon toda. The carbon expressing the fact that everything comes from Hashem, etc. So that's maybe why the Gemara has this over here, that Modim highlights the aspect of bringing the carbon toda in the base of English. Of course, it's the theme of thanks. So everything we pointed out last week, based on the commentaries, is very relevant. But in that context of Geula, so it refers to the carbon toda. And then, it says, and after Avoda, of course, we have Birchas Kohanim, because that's when the Kohanim bless the people in the context of Korbanos. So that's the sequence as the Gemara has it. Paraphrase it. Megillah. No, I wanted to get a Megillah because I think I'm getting the exact Right, because the chayven shabos avoda bos atoda. Once avoda is returned, so then you have toda. Shenema zaveich toda. Yichab donami. Reference to the korban toda. Uma ra'u lomar birchas kohanim achar hoda. So why do you say the birchas? That's why it refers to this bracha. There's no other mention of the sim shalom. The chsiv vayis aron et yodav elam leivorchem vayereid me'asot sachatet va'olav hashlamim. So the pasuk in Parashat Shemini, which implies that that Aaron was blessing the people after the Avodah. Parenthetically, oh, 1 second. Okay, my mistake. Happens to be our introduction is correct, but in my haste to tie it in, I made an error here. The Gemara actually does distinguish. It says, why do you say Birchas Kohanim after Hodah? So it quotes the Pasuk in Shemini that Aaron blessed the people after the bringing of the Korbanos, which is parenthetically why the Kohanim go up to Duchen after Tzei, because it ties into the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara continues, after it explains why Birchas Kohanim is there, so then it says, Uma ra'u lomar sim shalom achar Birchas Kohanim. Yichsiv isamu shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorchim. Baruch ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom, shenem Hashem yivorech isamu b'shalom. So that's an error, I'm sorry. But the Gemara actually does make a distinction between Birchas Kohanim and the Bracha of Sim Shalom, but it's clear they're linked. That's what I wanted to develop today. But so the Gemara has that once the Kohanim bless the people with Shalom, so then Hashem blesses them with Shalom directly. It says, V'samo Shmi Abnei Yisrael V'ani Avorachim. This bracha concludes, Mavorach Hashem Yisrael V'Shalom. So what I wanted to point out is how both in various Neschos and also in the text of the standard bracha itself, how these are inextricably linked. The Birchas Kohanim and this bracha of Shalom. I don't know why this is in my mind, but I think at least there's one source that just refers to the whole thing as Birchas Kohanim. Someone last week had a suggestion that we're trying to figure out how come all these brachos are called Hodah, and why are we asking for things after we already ended with Hodah. So I think someone mentioned that I heard an idea, because Kasim Shalom is really just an extension of Birchas Kohanim, and the ending Ishmael Netzer is your Birchas Kohanim. But once you're already having Birchas Kohanim, so you have a Brachas Shalom. Anybody want to take credit for that idea? No, it's in my head that these are linked. So again, the Gemara and Megillah does separate between them. However, it's clear that they're more linked than any other sections here in the Shmoneh Esrei. And I just wanted to develop that as follows. First of all, we know that the standard Nusach Ashkenaz is to only say Sim Shalom when we recite Birchas Kohanim. The Nusach of the Bracha is modified, however you want to put it. The original appears when we say Birchas Kohanim, and then we have a substitute for this for the Milchan Ma'ariv or vice versa. Because the Nusach of Sim Shalom has direct references to the brachos in the Birchas Kohanim. So the Birchas Kohanim, we basically have six phrases, three psukim. Yivrecha Hashem v'shimrecha, that's two phrases. So we have a blessing that Hashem should bless us and keep us, meaning keep the way Rashi explains the Chumash, to whatever He blessed us with, that it should remain. So that's two phrases in one pasuk. Yor Hashem ponav elecha, that He should show us the light of His face, so to speak. V'chuneka, and give us His chen, His graciousness. Again, two phrases in one pasuk, two mini brachos within one pasuk. And then Yisa Hashem ponav elecha, that He should be no seponim. For now, we'll translate that as He should be forgiving. And V'yafim l'cha shalom. Again, two interesting, the structure here, two mini brachos within one pasuk. So if we take a look at the text in Shacharis, so we have references to all those themes in the Sim Shalom. We speak about Hashem being Mavarech, and we speak about Ba'or Panecha Nasat Alon Hashem Elkeinu. It's a direct reference, as Mefarshim point out, to that brach of Yor Hashem Ponav Elecha. And Yafim l'cha shalom, which is, of course, the catchword of the whole bracha. And it ends off, HaMavarech Yisam Yisrael V'Shalom, which many of the commentaries know that that's a direct reference to you, Kohanim, you do what you're supposed to do, which is bless them with peace, and I will bless them also. Or, the way someone unfortunately explained, you bless them with peace, but don't think that I'm going to exclude you, I'm going to bless you, meaning you, the Kohanim. Which is interesting, that some of the commentaries here note that just to quote it by name, we have here the I believe it's the Eitz Yosef who says this. One second, no, it's not him. This is the Dover Shalom. The Dover Shalom, it's our Rav Landau. We quote him once in a while. Everything he says, I always enjoy very much. So he says that the Kohanim, right after they bless the people, so they're not excluded from the bracha. So one of the meanings of this bracha here is Tim Shalom Tov Bracha Chaim 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 Rachimim Aleinu L'Kol Yisrael Mecha. Now, if you, Hashem, promise that when we bless the people, so you will bless us and Yisrael Mecha. Of course, that is one of several answers to that, the redundancy of that phrase. Place peace on us and on all of Israel. Who's the us and who's all of Israel? So one shot here, just a little more drushy, but still fits very nicely into the words, into the whole tie-in between the Birchas Kohanim and the Bracha, that Aleinu is the Kohanim, Al-Kai Shalom Echa. L'fi Pshuta, though, another way of putting it is that this is this Tzibur. Aleinu means the Tzibur that we are praying for peace and these other Brachos, and on all of Klal Yisrael. Come back to that later. What happens when we davening be Yechidus? So who's the Aleinu and who's the Shalom.
If you daven Yechidah, you're supposed to daven Yechidah all the time. If you daven Yechidah, you're supposed to say B'lashon Rabbim all the time. So
right.
It's inclusive.
Right, right. B'lashon Rabbim, right. Right. But it gets a little sticky as to, here we have a double Rabbim. Aleinu v'alkoi shalomecha. Right, when you say Rifa'enu, what you're davening Yechidah is correct. So me and together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But here already you say Aleinu v'alkoi shalomecha. So if you say it's the Tzibur, this mini Tzibur in the whole Klal Yisrael, or it's the Kohanim and all of Klal Yisrael, and it fits. So your answer is probably the correct one, even without going further, because so this is the Nosach. He's supposed to daven b'tzibur. No, it's supposed to be the exception, not the rule, to daven b'yichidus. So we'll come back.
Are there those posts where you say just Birkos Kohanim, and we say like the like a part of Shem Shalom as far as to like all of it?
Well, what do you mean?
Like you would end after Birkos Kohanim, you would write to
would we ever do that?
We ever see? Would we have like
I don't know. They have to check that. Tikkun Tefila, that's the parallel to the Ian Tefila. They always close all these different schools. I'm not familiar. Anyway, in any case, during Mincha Maariv, when there is no Birchas Kohanim, so then that those references to Birchas Kohanim are not really so necessary. So therefore, we have an abbreviated bracha where we just ask Hashem for peace. Shalom Rava Yisrael, Shalom Rava Yisrael, Amcha Tzatzim Olam, Ki Yatam Elcha Dom Chol Shalom. There's no Aleinu v'alkoi yisrael mecha, which is what the Zohar Shalom brings the proof from. That once the Arna Kohanim are blessing us, there's no need to divide between Aleinu v'alkoi yisrael mecha. It's just Al Yisrael mecha. And there's no reference to the Arpanim and some of the other phrases that appear in the Birchas Kohanim, because there is no Birchas Kohanim.
Yeah, but he asked a good question. Yeah. Eretz Yisrael, they say Sim Shalom Shabbos by Mincha.
Fast
is because you want fast. You say
Birchas Kohanim.
You say Birchas Kohanim.
Very good. So I think, although they have, you have both.
You have day of Birchas Kohanim at a time.
So on a Tainus and on Yom Kippur, when theoretically there could be duchening by Ne'ila.
Right.
At least we say Elokeinu, but theoretically, if you are duchening then as well. So then we say Sim Shalom, and we say it even in the silent Shemesterei, because we're leading up to what the Chazan is going to do. And as just mentioned, the Ramah in the end of the, I think it's in Chelek Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, where he discusses the laws of Sim Shalom, and he discusses this idea that the Minhag Ashkenaz is to say Shalom Rav, but we say Sim Shalom anytime we're duchening, and we say Sim Shalom Shabbos and Mincha because we mentioned Torah Chaim, and since we're laning, so it's appropriate to have such a reference there.
Was Sim Shalom from Nusrach Eretz Yisrael and it was changed to Southern Europe?
Yes, I don't think so. I think you mean.
Was that more of a tie to Eretz Yisrael?
No,
the Torah. Because you read the Torah at Mincha, that's why.
I know, but I don't think.
Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they do that.
Let's say on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Sim Shalom was said in Nusach Eretz Yisrael. And it's Osea HaShalom, which is now said for Thursday May Shuva.
Oh, you mean the difference between Osea HaShalom and a Mevorech Hasam Yisrael HaShalom?
Mm. I'm sorry, yes.
I think that's just the ending, though. I think
that's
text.
The ending, that's
right.
The
so
also say
Ashkenaz
going up
is right. So I always wondered about this. So this is a Ramah that seems to only be kept by two groups of Ashkenazim. Those in Eretz Yisrael and the German Jewish community in Chutzlaritz. It's a Ramah. The Ramah is normally the final posek of the Bnei Ashkenaz, and somehow that specific minig didn't filter out. I don't know if it's a mistake or just some communities didn't accept it. In other words, the idea of Mincha. Most Ashkenazi communities say Shalom Rav
right.
at Mincha.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there are Eretz Yisrael Sidurim, that some very popular ones, Shils Kolpa and others, and they have Sim Shalom for Shabbos Mincha, in accordance with the Ramah, and certain shuls at least, maybe this one too, no, these the articles. So they cover up Sim Shalom to say, so say Shalom Rav. But really, Ramah says to say Sim Shalom. Again, that would be an exception to the rule because of the reference to Torah Chaim. As is well known, the one version of Nusach Sfard has Sim Shalom at Mincha as well, but not at Ma'ariv. And I'm not sure where that comes from. It could be because sometimes you say Sim Shalom for Mincha because of the Birch Kohanim tie-in, so you don't want to distinguish between times of the year. I just don't know. And then there's a different version of Nusach Tvard, which is also Nusach Ari, which also I think is the preferred recommendation of the Gra, that you always say Sim Shalom. Mm. And what would that be based on, presumably? That where do you have that? Yes, okay, so one ties in more to Birch Kohanim and one doesn't. But this is the Nusach of the Gra. So even though it does not as tight to during the other tefillos, so we don't say Birch Kohanim, but still, this is the Nusach. So you do have those different versions. I will mention as follows. We have a similar difference in Minhagim, whether or not you should radically change the Nusach of the Bracha based on the fact that it's not as relevant during the specific time you're saying it. And that's the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. For those who... Nusach Tvard, meaning, you know, Chassidish Tvard, have this as well. But mostly you'll find this in real Minig Tvard Sidur in the Eidos HaMizrach, where in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, so they have two versions of it. There's a summer version and a winter version. And not just inserting the same Bracha, as opposed to the same Talmata. The summer version is much briefer. And the winter version is more at length. So you do have other parallels to that idea of different... basic theme is all the same, but totally different versions of it. So just as the standard practice, even amongst Ashkenazim, is to say always the same Nusach Baruch Aleinu, we only change a phrase. So here also, the Gra, and here in the Minig Tvard has that way too, to always say Sim Shalom. Be that as it may though, there is a tight connection between the Birchas Kohanim and this Bracha. Again, both in terms of the phraseology, and in terms of the ending, as well as at least Beremez, the points out that, as he noted earlier, there are six phrases of Birchas Kohanim, so we ask for six things, not directly parallel each one, but the number is the same: Sim, Shalom, Tova, Bracha, Chain, Chesed, and Rachamim, which is he suggests is was phrased in that way in order to directly reference the number six, which is the number of brachos that are included in Birchas Kohanim. Gets a little messy though, Nusach Tvard, because they injected the word Chaim, which is why it's a Nusach Tvard Siddur. I almost blew it here. Right, it's a Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha Chaim Chein Uchetzurach. Okay, but that you have a lot, that sometimes the various Ramazim and the allusions only work according to one Nusach. Let's...
Because of the bracha increase.
I'm sorry?
Because of the bracha increase.
Yeah. Inflation. So I wanted to comment a little bit on the fact that both Birchas Kohanim and this bracha ends with Shalom, and this is of course at the end. I want to tie in a little bit to the inyanim of the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, etc. We notice a very famous Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai where it speaks about the brachos before the Tochacha. So it speaks about the fact that after Hashem promises to bless us for keeping the Torah, so it's an Asati Shalom Boretz, that I'll give peace in the land. And Rashi has a famous comment in Medrash Chazal that it's very nice that Hashem promises to give us also some physical goodness, spiritual goodness, but Im Ein Shalom, Ein Chlun. There's no peace, there's nothing. So then the ending says, and I'll give you peace, so you'll be able to preserve all this. In a similar way, the very last Mishnah, those who make a theme on Mishnayos, is very famous, everybody's familiar with this, in Masechta Uktzin, that speaks about the fact that Hashem did not find a vessel that could maintain and hold bracha other than Shalom, a kli machzik bracha other than Shalom. It says, Hashem yivorech tam Yisrael b'Shalom, and Ian Tfila quotes an analogy that Bezalel intuited, even though he was not informed so by Moshe Rabbeinu, or that he was called Bezalel, Bezalel Kael, that he was somehow able to intuit his divine wisdom, that even the Moshe informed him to build the Aron first, because he went in order of importance, the Kalim, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and only then did he tell him to construct the building. But Bezalel knew to first you build the building, and then you build the Kalim. And Moshe asked him, how do you know? Because that's actually what Hashem told me. I told you the reverse, because I was going in order of importance. Shem Bitzel Kael Ha'isa, maybe when the shadow of God. He says, no, that doesn't make sense that you should build a Kalim and have them hang out and be not in a respectable place. First you build the building, and then you stick the Kalim in, Bitznius, that they should have a place to go. So he ties this in, it's in a similar way to this idea of the first Hashem has to construct a Kli, because without the Kli, without the utensils, so the Brachos cannot cannot fall in. So this is true both on an individual level and on a national level. And here we have a very beautiful idea that is developed by Dover Shalom. Of course, on a national level, Hashem wants his blessed Klal Yisrael, but if Arabs are shooting missiles at Sderot, and there's a threat of terrorism, and there's people could have all the brachos in the world, but they're always looking over their shoulder, and maybe it'll just blow up or disappear or evaporate, etc. Someone will steal it from them, or their health will chalila fail, and they won't be able to partake in it, so there's no sense of security and serenity, which of course Shalom is supposed to give to us on a national level as well. On an individual level, besides just the microcosm of the nation, but here you also have within the individual's psychology. You know, the old joke, I'm schizophrenic and so am I, right? There's a beautiful, beautiful idea that I remember hearing about 16 years ago or so, just judging from the Daf Yomi cycles. Right now they're about 2.5 years in or something like that. So the cycle before the last Siyum, so Rabbi Friend, that the Siyum Ashaf quoted from a Ruderman. I think it was from Ruderman. And he gave a twist on the Agarata in Masechta Shabbos, this Sikhsa Matan Torah. So speaks about the fact that the Amora of Yosef, you know, was one of the great, great Amoraim, is actually blind, and they forgot his learning, and the Talmidim tried to return it to him. So he said that El Molei Hayoma, he used to create he made a tremendous meal on Shavuos, Igla Tilsa, fattened cow, enormously lavish meal. And until El Molei Hayoma, Kama Yosef Kibishuka. That's not for this day. So the simple reading is that would have been just an ordinary Joe. You know, there are a lot of Joes in the street. So now I'm Rav Yosef, and I'm only Rav Yosef because of this day, because of Matan Torah. So Ruderman gave a twist on that Gemara, explaining that it's not referring to many people in the street, it's referring to many people within him. And he explained that every individual, this is, you grow up, you realize how true the statement is, that you have many, many different aspects to your personality, many different roles, many different missions to fulfill. So, Bez Hashem, in a normal life, so a person has to learn how to be an employee, sometimes an employer, and even if he is an employee, sometimes he's a mini-employer, because he still has to tell certain people how to handle things and what to do, and he has to become a husband or a wife, etc., parent, father, mother, purchase coordinator, in whatever way. Sometimes you're buying the groceries, or sometimes you're buying millions and millions of computers and hardware, etc. So there's a business setting, a business mind, there's a parent mindset, and there's a spouse mindset, and then there's an Ovid Hashem mindset, mitzvos, tefillah, Torah, and some of it is all meant to blend together. So many people solve this crisis by just compartmentalizing. This time I'm like this time I'm like that, and sometimes in very extreme ways, where there really is a contradiction between the various parts of their personality, and they're totally not. There's no way to put those together, but it's schizophrenia in a certain sense, and not in a sense that they need psychological help, although sometimes, as Viktor Frankl in The Search for Meaning points out, that sometimes it does lead to psychological problems when a person does not resolve the fact that they have these different roles. But that's certainly not ideal. And as Rav Yitzchak Cohen, Shliza, spoke here also, my Rebbe all the way back from ninth grade, now he's in a different setting in the college, in this university, so he used to point out that whenever you approach and someone asks you, what do you do? So the answer should always be, I'm an Ovid Hashem. What do I do? Of course, the standard answer is, and I understand why the standard answer is, because that's what the person's really asking. We'll give the benefit of the doubt. They know you're an Ovid Hashem. They want to know what you're working. But it's a very telling statement that's just part of a greater tapestry. It's all part of the same blanket. Pardon the poetry here, but it's not my field. So that's what Rav Ruderman suggested. El Molei Hayoma, if not for the unifying general overarching structure that the Torah gives, that it's all for the boss, as the title of that famous book goes, a person could become, maybe not pathologically, but certainly in terms of the way he acts in the world, a schizophrenic. Kamayosi kibishuka. But Hayoma tells me, with a Shulchan Aruch and Hashkafa, and it shows me how to put these things together. Not easy, still not an easy task, after all of the halachos and all the hashkafas, but it provides a framework in which I could view all of my life's missions as part of Avodas Hashem. They keep changing the niggun on me.
That's one of your missions.
Okay. Yeah, that's not during shiur. So, that's a good point. As far as mission. So I'll quote a beautiful story, let's say, from this is a Rebbetzin Weinberger, Myrna Weinberger. It's Rav Moshe Weinberger's wife from the Five Towns. So she was some big mess with one of the children, made a mess, Shankamo, a very young child, and whatever, it wasn't pretty. So Rabbi Weinberger was saying how he was like in the middle of cleaning up, he just gave up. So I just screamed out, I said, Myrna, please take over. So she went in, saw the mess, and before she had applied herself to the mess, she said, Hinini muchan mezumen l'kayim mitzvah say shal v'haftal reichah kamoch. Big time.
Wow.
Just as far as I point out, every time you change your diaper, it's theoretically v'haftal reichah kamoch, and if it's a mess of your diapers, it's double v'haftal reichah kamoch. So it's a perspective. And it sometimes could prevent someone from going nuts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he developed a beautiful tape or Weinberger had about the fact that imagine a person would adopt a child who had tons of problems, whatever, physical, mental, psychological, and he knew in advance there were all these problems. So everyone would say, wow, such a big tzaddik, and he himself or she herself would feel, wow, I'm doing such great work, even though it's terrible. So Weinberger pointed out, that's exactly what you're doing with your children. Hashem entrusts you with children, and these are your quote-unquote adopted children, that your mission is to raise them. And everything that you give them is the same tzidkus that you would be giving theoretically to an outside child. So it gives a perspective and creates more of an ability to maintain one's unified sanity. So says the Dover Shalom, interesting word. Shalom, very modern twist. Shalom tov avracha, achem v'chesed rachim, aleinu, v'alkol Yisrael mecha. Alkol Yisrael mecha, that's the national shalom. Aleinu refers to the totality of all of the forces within myself. Now, I will tell you, I call it a little bit to make it fit into Rabbi Ruderman's words. He has it a slightly different way, that the various forces in the world that could be antagonistic to the individual, whether the forces of nature or other people, etc. But I think we could extend that. Once you're ready, you're having Aleinu refer to yourself in many different aspects, I think we could extend it to different aspects of personality. And ultimately, and now we go back to the Beis Hamikdash tie-in, both on a national level and an individual level. It'll start with the individual level, and then we'll end with the national level. On an individual level, I met my Rebbe, Rav Shechter Shlita, when he spoke in the Avenue... What was it? An Avenue P in Brooklyn. There's a Le Chateau, is it? No. Avenue P and the McDonald's Avenue. So they had it, one of the earliest Tisha B'Av gatherings. Now they have them all over the place. You know, the all day keynotes and explanations and shiurim. And then I went once. I think it was before I was married. couldn't do that. But and they had shiur after shiur. Very enriching experience. So. And it was very, I really appreciated it because the whole theme of the whole period is Avas Chinam, etc., and Achdus, and very true to word. They had many, many different kinds of speakers from many different kinds of backgrounds in yeshivos, etc. I was very, very impressed by that. Unfortunately, it's something you don't see as often as I guess we should. So my Rebbe mentioned that Yishalayim, you know, it's called Ir Shechubra LaYachdos. It's the city of unity. And the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as the Mokom HaShalom because that's the place where one can find the solution to these problems. It's the place where, in a mystical sense, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kulo Ruchni, the one who's totally detached from the world, somehow mysteriously joins to the world. In the language that is the beautiful language of the Medrash, the place where heaven and earth kiss. Right, in that area, and it's the place where the diverse forces of both the guf and the neshama of the individual who comes to visit there somehow finds, even if for a fleeting moment, while they're there, and hopefully we're able to take it back with them at least a little bit to wherever they live, finds this inner peace, the chubra lo yachtos. So that's in terms of the aleinu, the first chapter, the dover shalom of the inner peace. And in terms of the national level, so here we speak about and the individual as a microcosm of that, meaning that to have refu and yeshua and peace from the enemies, etc. So it's a beautiful idea I wanted to end off with from Rav Pinkus Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So Sfarim has become very, very popular, especially after his untimely death, so they've been publishing a lot from his tapes as well, in addition to those Sfarim that he published in his life, with Shimshon Pinkus. So he had the following idea. Let's begin from the ending of the bracha, which is ultimately an extension of the Birch Kohanim. Ki b'yorpen, bless us with everything. Sim shalom tov racha chayin ches v'racha malenu kosh v'mecha, barachein avinu kolonu ke'echar b'orpen echa. So after we ask for all these brachas, we ask Hashem to bless us with the light of your countenance, which is of course a direct reference to Yo'er Hashem Panov Elecha. Why do we ask directly for that? Ki v'or panecha nasatulon Hashem l'kein atoras chayim v'avash chesed stok of racha rachim chayim shalom. Because with that in the past you have, in that mindset, if you will, so to speak, that you have given us these brachas in the past, and we hope that it will be continued to be your will to do that, v'tov Beinecha, which the Mefarshim translate is not just that it is good in your eyes, but that it should be good in your eyes, which is made explicit by Nusach Sfar, V'tov Yihyeh. But even the Nusach Ashkenaz people, they translate V'tov there as a verb. V'tov, let it be good in your eyes to continue to bless us with peace. So what is this Or Panecha? So the commentaries note that a lot of times when we speak about God's way of intervening in the world, so we use analogies. The way the Shalom put it, it's really backwards. It's just everything that we express in a human way is just a shadow of a shadow of what it really is, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's say a person is smiling. So literally, figuratively, so we speak about the fact that the face is shining. And then we're in a good mood, so they're more likely to want to give to people than we're in a rotten mood. Manifestation of Shekhinah in the world, of divine presence in the world, which was physically seen, which was seen in the Mishkan and was later seen in the Beis HaMikdash, at least in the first Beis HaMikdash, was some kind of luminous light, cloud, light. We're not there. We can't describe exactly what it was. It represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining his face on us, so to speak. In other words, he's with us. And if he's with us, so then naturally it flows that if the father's in town and he's happy with his children, that much is going to flow from that enormous, enormous Ava that exists. So part of what we daven for during the period of the 9 days, and of course on Tisha B'Av, which is even though we take away the parochas, indicating the fact that it's harder for our tefillos to get there, but certainly Tisha B'Av is a day of tefillah. The day of crying out to Hashem. In a word, to put together all of the enormous, enormous aspects of what Mikdash means, to give back the Or Pani. We spoke about this before in the context of Ritzei, that Hashem should once again find favor in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. So here to end off with this analogy from Rav Pinkus. So Rav Pinkus writes that there was this is one of his fortes, able to come up with analogies, Misholim, that are so, so powerful. So he says, the classic example of a son that's thrown away from the king's palace because the king was angry at the son and wanders in the forest. The child falls into a pit and the king doesn't know this because he's separated from his son. And after a while, the king has mercy over his son, so he's trying to find out where the child is. The child is, of course, in the pit. In the meantime, before the king was able to track him down, so he sent people to find the son, to track him down, to make sure that he didn't die, that even though he was punished, that he should still remain alive, and at least to some extent healthy. So the king's men finally tracked him down, and they were scouting him out, and they saw that he was in the pit. So they're under orders. There's no way to get down to this pit because there's no ladders there. So they jumped in. And they jumped in. So they themselves got hurt. And they have all the king's men, all the king's horses together with his son. and they couldn't get out. So they're screaming, help, help, help. So then the king comes around with his entourage, and he hears the cries. So he goes to the cries, and lo and behold, he sees that his son is there together with the king's men. So he says, do you need anything? Can I help you? He says, yes, I'm hungry. He says, hungry, sure. So he throws in, lowers down all sorts of food and delicacies. But thirsty. Thirsty, no problem. So he lowers gallons and gallons of water, etc. Our clothes are all ripped and torn, so no problem. Sends on all the royal robes. Says, want anything else? Says, no, that's it. Now we're fine. Doctors, we need doctors to heal us. No problem. Lowers the doctors, and the doctors heal them. Anything else? No. Okay. Thank you. So maybe the king will come back a different time. This is that sometimes the way we think. We ask in Shemona Esrei for many, many, many things. We ask for refuah, we ask for mini gula, you know, tzara, specific tzaros that we pointed out, that's the bracha of Reina Venyenu. We ask for parnasa. But sometimes we forget about the big picture, that why is it that all of these many things have to constantly be asked for again, 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 again? Because there's a lacking, or the full manifestation of our punim. So what we should be asking for is get us out of the pit. And then, Mimela, as a result of that, then we'll be in a situation in which we'll be able to receive all of those blessings properly. So he tied this in, actually, truth to be told. He was talking about this in the context, I think, about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the same, I think, is true in a different way, from a different vantage point, on Tisha B'Av, when we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get us out of the pit and to Beis Hashem reestablish that enormous gift that he has promised us in the past to restore, the Or Panim. Yor Hashem Panim Alech V'chunecha, and out of that comes the Bracha of Rachem V'chaim and the fuller manifestation of Torah Chaim, which is, we know it in different contexts, also from my Rebbe, that only returns fully once there is Beis HaMikdash, when there's enough Siyat HaShemayit granted to really succeed in one's learning. And Beis Hashem, we should be zochet to the day together when all of Klal Yisrael will be unified in Eretz HaKodesh, and when Umol Aretz Dei As Hashem Kamayim Liyam HaChasin, when the message of HaKodesh Baruch Hu will spread over across the whole world.
I thought they were going to go to the first. Did you go to the